the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Mike Rivero is getting some R&R. This is Ryan Dawson, hailing out of Osaka, filling in temporarily. We have Tom in Florida, who's patiently been on the line. If you're still there, Tom, what's on your mind?
Yep. Yes, sir. Good day to you, Ryan. Yes, sir. I just want to say this. You guys are right. You cannot tell the truth when it comes to Zog, because the schmucks are basically kind of in control. We know that. But, you know, let's think, look at it. You're talking about Epstein. What about Weinstein? Look at the crap he's gotten away with. You got Weinstein, all these Steins getting away with all this nonsense. But
it's not a Presbyterian problem.
You got that right. But, you know, Ryan, here's
hey,
the
thing. Hey, you know what, though? Really, Weinstein's in jail. And that actually ties into something another caller brought up earlier with Ehud Barat. Ehud Barat recommended to Weinstein to go to Black Cube to use Mossad agents to harass his rape victims, which he did, and it did not work. He ended up in prison. There's a really great photograph of Ghislaine and Weinstein and Epstein, all three of them, God's chosen lunatics, by the way, all three of them went to prison. Epstein's dead, Weinstein's in jail, and Maxwell's also in jail. Set to have trial July 12th, if we can keep her alive that long.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, you know, exactly. When it comes to that, though, these women wanted more money, so I guess he was going to kick out $19 million. I think they now they want $55 million, or they're not going to settle the case with all these women or something, all these schmuck lawyers. They want each woman to get millions of dollars. So I guess it's going to be in the multiple hundred. I don't know how much Weinstein's got, but it's going to be in the – it's way
he's
more than
that. I hope he loses it all. I mean, that just – Hollywood is so much worse than Weinstein. I mean, this is just the canary in the coal mine. The casting couch is real. A lot of people have tried to blow the whistle before. It's just – finally, I mean, this is after it's the thing is, this is after he's already raped countless numbers of women. You know, now he goes to prison. And of course, he says, I have COVID. I need a hospital bed. He can't hack it in jail. But a lot of people didn't think that was going to happen. They were so black-pilled, I guess, is the cool kid term. But I was like, no, he's going to prison. And he is. And I said, they're going to get Ghislaine and they're going to get Sarah Kellen and Jean-Luc Brunel, too. You watch. They're all going to prison.
Well, you know,
one good thing about the Trump administration is their rape gangs rivals with the other one, and so they're arresting them.
Well, you know, Ryan, I hope you're right. I hope that Comey and Clapper and all these other Brennan, they all ought to be in jail too. All these criminals, even Sotero Hussein Obama should be in jail. But you know,
yeah,
that's the reason I really wanted to call you, Ryan, is because you know we're hearing these Black Lives Matter, the Black Looters Matter, and all this Antifa and George Soros. Is putting baseball bats in New York for these guys to grab on the bats to go beat up cops. If that ain't a Sal Lewinsky rules for radical ploy, I don't know what you call that. Baseball bats, bricks. Are you kidding me? Now,
well, you know what CNN had reported. If CNN was reporting 9/11 nowadays in the woke culture, they would say it was mostly peaceful flights. As the
well,
way they say mostly peaceful
CNN.
Protest.
Well, you remember, look, all the homosexuals are controlling all these cable networks, except mainly Fox. You got the Mad Cow, looks like a Charlie horse, Mad Cow. You got that Cooper Pooper, and you got all these other freak shows, Don Lemon, The Lime, The Squeeze. I mean, this is all a squeeze job. But, you know, here's what I want to get to. You know,
and
Ryan, I've been to Cuba.
Rachel Maddow.
I've been to Cuba. What was that?
Rachel Maddow as well. I was just adding on to the Pooper Scoopers. Right. Yeah, it's you know, it's all about like diversity ornaments is what I call it. Look how diverse we are. You have one of every kind of sexual orientation, race, etc. It's just it's puke in a bucket, Ryan, man. It's because there's no substance behind
it. Ryan, you're gonna have other callers call in after this because I want to tell you about this. All these demon rats, the Bolsheviks, want all these illegals to come here, but they're screaming about a Green New Deal. All these millions of people are coming here need to have cars because you cannot live in the United States without an automobile. You're having more emissions, more toilet paper. You have to have natural gas to heat the house. All these millions of people. So if they want a Green New Deal, why do they keep allowing millions of people to come in here? And by the way, in Cuba or any of these countries, Brazil, when they had the last slave ship hit in 1888, do you think any of those blacks have cars? All the blacks in America are crying and screaming. They got plenty of food in these supermarkets. They got automobiles to get into. They got houses, a good roof over their head, air conditioning. And all those third world countries I've been to, you don't have none of that, Ryan. There's no luxury.
Yeah,
none
anybody living in the United States is already privileged compared to the rest of the world. Thanks for your two cents. We got Peter in Los Angeles. Sorry, I got to get some of these other callers. Peter, what's on your mind?
Hey, Ryan, listen, I just want to...
Or is it Louisiana or Los Angeles? Just as L.A.
Los Angeles.
And that thing.
Los Angeles, yeah. I've been listening. I've been an ANC subscriber for years. Awesome. For all the people out there who don't know it, Ryan Dawson is absolutely fearless and has suffered because of it. But he is the world's expert on 911. He's a world expert on Weinstein and Epstein and that whole cabal that goes back to, you know, Bronfman and everything else, and Cohen. But at any rate, Ryan, and I'm also a huge listener to Michael, but I wanted to suggest to you before we go any further that I've seen platforms like UNS and VDare who have been deplatformed, but have like skyrocketed in their viewership or listenership, and maybe you could write for them, Ryan. One of those they're going up, and you know, just a suggestion.
Taki or Uns, well, hit me up.
Yeah, I would tell you would fit right in. Ryan, I wanted to talk to you about what you think. The connection or the connections with the Antifa and Black Lives Matter with like Zionists and some of the people like not only Soros, but maybe even the people like the mega group like Wexner. I want you to talk a little about Wexner, if you would. Wexner, sure. And Spielberg and Steinhardt, all those guys that I know you know about.
You got the map. It seems like you do. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying. I did a map video. I've been sending them out physically. I just got a bunch of emails today. People finally got their maps. We had quite a delay because we had to get. I wanted somebody in America to send them, so we could avoid the international shipping from Japan. And they had to get a P.O. box to, you know, avoid their return address because this cancel culture is so crazy in clown world right now. They didn't want to use their real address. I don't blame them. So they did a delay, but now the maps are out. Les Wexner is the key. There's a bunch of billionaires on my Epstein map. There's 25. I mean, there's not that many billionaires on Earth. And, you know, most of all of them are into this weird stuff. Would let you know how they get their money. But the central financial arm for the Israeli state, because they always outsource to organized crime, was their U.S. syndicate, which is called the Mega Group for the mega donors. The Spielbergs, Steinhardt, Wexner, you started naming a lot of them, the Bronfmans, and the Nexium cult who out of Canada. But they're heavily influenced the U.S. and Canada through their massive purchasing power, their donation power. And we've all seen from Al Jazeera's expose on the lobby on how they bundle credit cards to get around campaign finance laws. Right. and these giant Israeli affinity groups, United Israel Appeal, United Jewish Appeal, all of which go under the Bronfman family, by the way, who are the chairmen of it. They are used as outfits to illegally have undue influence on politicians. And for more details on that, if you watch the film Trump's Sinus Ball and Chain, it goes over to the Kushner family, but near the end of that film, I give a lot of examples of white collar crime and this sort of revolving door of the Port Authority and AIPAC, which runs a very similar operation to MEGA. We're all donated. The ADL and AIPAC and all of them are all floated by the MEGA group. The MEGA is the backbone of all the other Israeli affinity groups. Now, AIPAC is more the organizational face. And then you have layered under that the ADL and the SPLC. The SPLC is more like the buffer attack dog that can go and smear and slander people. And if they get sued, it doesn't go back to the ADL. It just lies on the SPLC. So they kind of buffer themselves through these layers of organizations. But the top of the pyramid, if you want a visual Illuminati style structure, is obviously the Israeli state. But in the Americas, it's the mega group. It is a clique of billionaires, and Soros is among these. What he did in Ukraine should have him jailed for the rest of his miserable life anyway. They facilitated Jeffrey Epstein, all the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world. Jeffrey Epstein is the one that got caught. Wexner gave him a house. Gave him a house.
$77 million, right?
The biggest house in New York, a $77 million mansion, already equipped with cameras and a camera room. All right. Epstein didn't install that. Wexner did. Epstein installed one in Florida. He said, oh, somebody broke in. And he actually had the cops give him his first clock camera. You have to understand, back in the 90s, it wasn't like today, kids. Digital cameras and all were a new thing. They used to have to do the old tape recorder stuff. So when you hear us boomers and Gen X saying it's on tape, we're it doesn't mean tape. It just means recorded. But we still say taped because we used to record music on cassette tapes and we used to record movies on VHS tapes. I feel like sad I have to explain that. But there are people like, what's a tape? And I was like, oh, yeah, a long time ago. We used to record everything on film. We'll say it's on film. There's no film anymore either. It's all digital, but we keep the languages the same anyway. So Les Wexner is a multi-billionaire. He's also been charged for sexual harassment by his own employees, who was the financial wing of the Epstein ring. And he ran Victoria's Secret and LL Brands. And Victoria's Secret was a pipeline to the modeling universe. And another syndicate in there was MC2 or MC Squared, run by Jean-Luc Brunel, with a head office in Tel Aviv, by the way, that would get the child models. And they would do the same thing for Ralph Lauren and some of these weird black and white photos of like topless 12-year-olds and stuff. It's like, oh, it's art. It's perverts is what it is. And they plaster these in their stores, by the way. What's it called? I don't know. Stupid names. My brother and his girlfriend worked for one of them as models, but Abercrombie and Fitch or something like that, whatever. I'm not a brand conscious guy, but and I remember going in the store and seeing these weird photos. I'm like, she looks like a kid, like as she is. Well, they were using that as their ring got larger, more professional, to get the more lucrative children as hooks and lures to go fishing for their honeypots. So disgusting, but that wasn't enough. Epstein and Maxwell, before they got tiled in, before they figured out how to tap into this models pipeline, and with the collapse of the Soviet Union, greatly increased this because you had all these women from Ukraine and Latvia and stuff that were desperate for money. The currency has been depreciated. But they would travel and troll the parks and the trailer parks and schools, Ryan, and get kids.
Ryan,
and one more point too. I want people to realize Ghislaine Maxwell started the Kit Kat Club, which was all women groups, right? Which is where she got these haughty taughty art school principals, professors, etc., where they recruit girls into these colleges and leverage them and say, oh, yeah, we'll pay for your schooling and this and that. And of course, they wouldn't. They just promised to, and to lure them on the leash and then say, oh, why don't you go work for this guy? And then, you know, give a massage here or right. there and rape and win.
Ryan, if I can say, a lot of people don't know, for instance, that Israel, through a company called NUMEC, stole hundreds of pounds of weapons-grade yes. uranium or plutonium. And one of the guys who was involved in that routine, another billionaire, was Arnon Milchan, who was smuggling Krytons, the nuclear triggers, again, yes. very much against the law, along with Bibi Netanyahu. And yes. he admitted it in interviews. And could you tell yeah. people about that and how, why has that guy
so,
never
yeah.
been prosecuted?
Arnon Milchan was Israel's largest arms dealer. He's also the producer for Oliver Stone's JFK movie that blamed everything on, you know, not on the right group. They're like, oh, the CIA was mad about the Bay of Pigs. That's why they killed Kennedy. Which is almost as dumb as the Alex Jones executive order 1110. Kennedy was anti-Fed, blah, blah, blah. He was not. The Israelis killed both Kennedys. I'll get into that story later, but Arnon Milchan was smuggling Krytron triggers, among other things. Zalman Shapiro and the rest of them had this syndicate smuggling uranium, but that was just really just continuing large arms smuggling from guys like Hank Greenspun and Lowenthal, etc. I have some good interviews about it with Grant Smith. I'm actually making a movie about NUMEC, but on the receiving side, the Krytron triggers went through Heli Trading Company and were picked up in Israel by Netanyahu himself, who is a two-time prime minister and longest reigning prime minister of Israel. So they were emboldened to steal nukes because prior to stealing nukes, they'd stolen so many other weapons, including airplanes, machine guns, et cetera. And nobody ever prosecuted them. This is the most disgusting thing. They laundered money through a Holocaust charity. How sick is that? It's a charity for Holocaust victims, and they were using it to smuggle weapons to steal land from Palestinians.
One of the people involved in the smuggling room in the late 40s, smuggling stuff to Israel during the, quote, War of Independence and afterwards, was Jack Ruby. A lot of people don't know that.
So yeah, Jack Ruby and smuggling room. He used to go pick up Traficante in Miami and Cuba and ride in there with George White of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. And they were pals with David Ferry, who trained Barry Seal and so on. So it goes on right up to today. I actually have a movie about NUMEC that is in the middle of being made. This getting kicked off Patreon and everything else really threw a monkey wrench into my day. But, you know, the guys in there, Henry Montour, David Ben-Gurion, of course, who was the chairman of the JA and then later became the first prime minister of Israel. You had Teddy Kulik, Yehud Azarai, Leonard Wiseman, Sam Salone, Elliot Schlatt, Reuben Daphne, Sammy Kay, Meyer Lansky, Albert Anastasia, Abner Zwillman, and then Mickey Cohen, Mo Dallas. You know, a lot of these guys are either Jewish gangsters or part of the Jewish agency in Israel, and or wealthy prominent CNM on the other side. And we're going to do a long, awesome documentary on the whole thing. Can't say the release date because it keeps throwing junk my way. But soon we'll have the new NUMEC film. I got to let you go. I have Mo waiting patiently from Florida. If you're still there, Mo, chime in. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Ryan, you got time for me?
I hope so. I got another 40 minutes.
I can't believe you're doing the show tonight. I follow you all the time. I've been at this, I'm a lot older than you, put it that way, but I'm very impressed at how young you are and your knowledge and your fearlessness, like the other caller said. So I don't usually compliment people. I don't like that.
I'm just young looking.
You're damn good at it. You're really smart. I mean, I can't believe it. You tied a lot of knots together. One thing you're talking about the Wexler, doesn't it sound a lot like Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Lex Wexner? Why is that? Sounds a lot like it. But anyways, I think the whole thing is, I know you're probably aware of
Weinstein was a lot like the Kingpin from Daredevil, if you think about it. But It's a Marvel character called the Kingpin, and
I never followed which comics.
I'll just let people, the comic book nerds, will back me up on this. Some of the plots some of the plots they do are based on real life crimes. Like, man, they had an inside thing. Hollywood does this a lot, where they show you a little preview of 9/11 before 9/11. They're like, what if, right?
It's like, can you hold me over?
They got to have that trophy. Yeah, I'll hold you over through the break.
All right, thanks, man.
Talking about predictive programming, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, guys and gals. And liberals.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yes, we're back on the What Really Happened show. I am privileged to be trusted enough by Mike Rivero to handle his show a couple times now and then a year. I've known Mike since 2002, I think, was my first article on WRH. And then he covered my twin brother's research on the Lost Colony. By the way, his book sold out on Amazon. He found the lost colony. So if you're interested in that story, we'll talk about that another day. We were talking about predictive programming, I think, right before we went to commercial break. with Mo from Florida. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, Ryan, I appreciate you holding me over. I just, you know, I know you got a show coming up, deal with Sean Atwood tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow. I think it's like a 2 or something. I know it's at 3 a.m. here, and I believe 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in London. And so I think that's
the first hour or something, he said.
I got the last hour. I have the first hour on Brand New Tube. So they're going to do what they're going to do is they're going to start on Atwood's YouTube channel because it has like 480,000 subs. And they're going to start talking about, you know, with the gloves on. And then I don't know if they're going to do the last 2 hours, which I hope, or just the last hour on Brand New Tube where it's not censored and I don't have to sit here and police my language. And I'm going to go ham when, and I don't care if they ask me about Epstein, 9/11, whatever. I'll finally be able to say what I want to say that you can't say on YouTube. Like YouTube, I have found exactly where the barrier is. And I'm always like dancing on the barrier, right? And sometimes I cross it and I get kicked off. So I know what I can and cannot say. So this will be the first time ever. Hopefully a lot of people go in to BNT Brand YouTube. I think Rivero should start a channel. They'd be willing to mirror all of his videos over there too. I know he's on YouTube, but like start a Brand YouTube channel because they're not going to censor you and they're not going to suppress your numbers. And that'd be a good thing to get on. So I will be on going hard as a mofo on these topics on Brand YouTube Saturday. Probably, I think, 2 p.m. Eastern time and figure that out wherever you live, mountain time, coastal time, whatever. It'll all be listed tomorrow.
Freedom feels good, Ryan. You know, I just – a question
yeah,
I
want to
throw at you. Do I have time here?
Yeah, we got – yes.
There's a couple of things. I want to talk quickly about Putin. But before that, just an observation. I've been following this since Alex Jones started and, you know, Bill Cooper and all that stuff. So – you know, I've heard it all, and you've really got a lot of this stuff together, and I'm very proud of you. But I want to ask you a question, just something that drives me crazy. I've got a neighbor, just a super nice guy, and he's a retired fire investigator, very smart guy. About 6 or 7 years ago, I showed him Building 7 imploding. This guy's a retired fire investigator. He had no answer for that and didn't even care. I don't know. I mean, isn't that all we need to know? There's no way Arabs planted those bombs months in advance. You know, I called the other day and said the same thing. Is there anything else that really needs to be talked about as far as 9/11? Nobody can answer that. Why? What's the problem? I mean,
how? Oh, there's a lot of other things that need to be said. But like, you know, that I think what gets a lot of people sort of initiated into truth of September 11th is watching Building 7 collapse within seconds, or the Twin Towers themselves. Even I mean, that's a lot of people just looking at it saying, you know what?
I agree, but you know,
yeah, seven
didn't have anything hit it.
I know.
You know,
they did let it burn for 8 hours, though.
Yeah, you know, we all. I mean, it's very frustrating, and I'm sorry because when I finally get a, you know, talk to somebody like you, you know, or Mike, or it just, you kind of let it all out because you just, people are had this cognitive dissonance is
well, the authorities found a van in the parking garage of building of the World Trade Center packed with bombs and then arrested another van with traces of explosives and another one. Yeah. I mean, it's like you can't start talking about literal foreign agents caught with cars full of explosives and truck bombs. Which is what they did in 1993, by the way, with the Ryder truck. That's a whole long story. But you can't get to that point because of Jonestown. Like, they want you to argue endlessly about thermite or dew weapons or, you know, the crap from Loose Change or whatever. They didn't get anything right other than the date. And other people are like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it because they don't want to deal with that tar baby. Right. So like they don't there's like a cult in 9/11 that is like, no building a fire. And you got all their talking points and stuff. And you just, it's so toxic. And they're trying to do that with Epstein. They're like, oh, he's still alive and he's living in Israel. And Ghislaine's not really there because there's no mugshot. Blah, blah, blah. All the kooks are out, right? They put the disinformation out there to make you like a dog chasing its tail going nowhere so that you don't know who did 9/11, not just that it happened, but who did it. And they're doing the same thing with Epstein. We're going to get Eli and Al and Charles right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero of the What Really Happened show. We got another caller from the great Tar Heel State of North Carolina. Eli, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's amazing to me, Ryan, how you say you were on this Epstein case for 14 years, but yet one of your mediums on YouTube, John Garippi, public space medium, this was financed into existence by none other than Jeffrey Epstein. How do you feel about that? You know, knowing you have been nothing but a gatekeeper since 911 all along, I'd like to ask you, what
a gatekeeper on 911? How so?
What other casting couches are there? You know, you say this is not the only one. Oh, there's dozens of others. You're a gatekeeper, pal.
The most
obvious thing is Hollywood.
Worth
a damn dime. You've been drawing attention elsewhere for 911. You and David Duke are both guests on this creepy show financed by Epstein.
Hold on. What do you think happened on 911? Do you think missile hit the Pentagon? Are you one of those? Yeah, it does. I want to know what's motivating your absolute outrage. I've done more work on 9/11. I've forgotten more on 9/11 than you'll ever know. I want to know what you think about 9/11. You called in with your derpy, retarded comment. Tell me what happened.
What is your
saying I'm gatekeeping? Here you are. You got the whole audience. Why don't you tell the world what happened that I'm gatekeeping and won't let people know? Tell everybody.
Non-Jews into every single thing you do. And you're a fake and a phony. And I'll tell you what you think happened.
What do you think happened?
How did 911 happen? Jews did it. That's how it happened. Not the Cheney like you started out saying. You fake.
Not the what?
You're a fake and a phony. And anybody who believes this guy or this Antifa microbeer is a fool.
You're going to blame the Jews. Okay. Well, I'm the first person to put out the information about the Israeli state
in
their hand and glove relationship in 9/11 and beyond.
Guess what Weinstein is?
They're all Jewish. Can you not read between the lines?
Right.
If I ever said they weren't Jewish?
And you don't have the goddamn balls to say it.
No, you just get kicked off the air when you say that. I don't have the balls to say it. I have a t-shirt that says boycott Israel. I've been kicked off Teasley, kicked off YouTube, kicked off Vimeo, kicked off Live, kicked off Streamlabs, kicked off Patreon. I've lost so much money because I do name them. I've got movies about that certain event of World War II that you're not allowed to talk about. I've interviewed, I got Guillermo Rudolph coming on next week. You can suck a dick. Next caller.
You're a punk.
Eat shit. Next caller. Hang up on this prick. Okay, and that guy wasn't from North Carolina. You can tell by his accent. He's just some weird-ass pedophile mistletard. Al in Canada.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
I'm all right.
That was crazy. You know, here's the funny thing.
It's somebody's like wanted to say to Jews. All right, we know the political Zionists are behind this, and they're all Jewish. Why wouldn't they be? That's like being shocked that white supremacists are white. Like, well, yeah,
it's a religion,
how it goes.
Right? It's a religion.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's based upon belief, and it's nonsense. But
it
is.
But I'd say their central identity is more the Holocaust.
I stumbled upon Mike Rivero through you, like years and years and years ago, right? And like, here's the thing: like, I originally wanted to talk about Donald Trump deregulating, like the light bulb, and washers and dryers and stuff. But here's the thing with the Twin Towers, and it never gets talked about unless you, of course, go to architects and engineers for 9/11, was they were just riddled with asbestos. And it just so happens a Jewish guy, Larry Silverstein, just happened to hold, you know, the title on that stuff, right? And of course, as the future
he actually lost
progresses
in court.
And it always
he
does.
Wasn't
it
so lucky.
More
he tried to sue for double damages, saying there was two separate terrorist attacks. They did not give him the money, so he did not get that. But as far as it being insurance fraud for asbestos, they wanted to take down the Twin Towers and the Pentagon to kick off the war on terror, because you're talking about trillions of dollars in budgetary expenditures to replace the Cold War as their go-to cash cow.
That the U.S. dollar is being used. That's what the whole war on terror was actually all about, making sure the U.S. dollar is being used for financial transactions around the world.
Yeah, I know the petrodollar hypothesis.
It's the Federal Reserve System. I mean, who are the owners of that, Ryan? Do you know anyone? No one
well,
does.
You
know,
we know seven of the last eight Federal Reserve chairmen all belong to the same ethnic group.
Except who? Powell? Is Powell
no,
Jewish?
Wagner. Powell wasn't in the Federal Reserve. He was Secretary of State.
So is Powell Jewish? Guys, I remember I asked Mike Ribeiro this a few months ago. Because I didn't
he
know
wasn't
he
chairman either.
Didn't know either.
Colin Powell was the head of the State Department.
Colin Powell. Powell. Federal Reserve guy.
I don't know about if he was.
Well, that's what Mike said, because I was kind of shocked when he
They're
was
always
first,
ideological.
Like, he doesn't
Zionist.
Have a
it doesn't
name
really
that
matter
would
what
think
biology
Jewish.
Is.
Because, I mean, let's face it. The fact of the matter is, the Jewish folk do run everything. It's one big club, and we ain't in it. If there's such a thing as this Catholicism thing where you can be reincarnated, I want to be a reincarnated Jewish. I want to know what that kind of privilege is like in today's society. Yeah. Obviously, in the past, it wasn't very good because people were aware of what they've done.
It's a combination of the militant left and your Jewish supremacist, where because it's a minority, you can't criticize anything they do or you're a Nazi. And the thing is, you're not saying this is a teleological inevitable thing based on Jewish genealogy or something. This is a ideological thing based on brainwashing and religion and their own ideological supremacy. They wanted
right.
Palestine.
Pure indoctrination.
They engage in ethnic nepotism. And so it's pretty easy to take over an industry, especially once you have the media, when you only hire each other. But their blatant racism isn't called out, and it ought to be. It's as plain as, you know, I know it like the back of my hand. You can see it as the nose in your face, whatever the expression goes, there is Jewish nepotism. And there are, every race has supremacists. But every other form of racial supremacy has a stigma associated to it. Like being a black supremacist, white supremacist is bad. But when you're a Jewish supremacist, you can get away with it, mainly because Holocaust. And that is something that I can't even start to describe because I'm simulcasting on YouTube. Maybe I'll turn that off. Actually, I'll turn that off. I'm going to turn that off right now so I can answer this better.
Ryan, do me
it's the Holocaust.
I sent you an email on your website about your donate page, and I just wanted to mention that because I was going to donate to you. Like, I haven't listened to you for a long time. Probably the last time I listened to you was when you had called up Mike Ribeiro, and someone else was like, I guess, you know, doing what you're doing, and they hung up on you. They didn't agree with what you said. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
We're dealing
with. It was kind
of
funny. And then Mike Ribeiro called in and said, "You just hung up. I can't believe you just hung up on Ryan Dawson."
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm used to getting canceled. So I got to let you go because I got a couple more callers and we're running out of time. And then I got super chats after that. So let me get those first. We had, Ben Bishop says, thanks for helping me out with ANC site, Ryan. Much appreciated. Trongo Godman Dam says, wish I could do more to help. Zen Rebel Diva says, here's the link to the CEO murder that was mentioned at the beginning of the show. And there's a link. Mandam says, Nick Cannon called his children 1/4 animals. Yeah, I know. That's disgusting. Brett for 25 says, keep up the awesome work, Rye. Looking forward to crashing brand new tube again on Saturday with Sean Atwood. My Sweet Lord for 3 says, trying to do a shekel chat. They got through. Ryan, instead of fixing your hard drive, surely you just need to retrieve the data, buy a new SSD. They're more reliable. Well, it's not an issue of space. I need to get the info that's already on the hard drive. So that's that. Jello Benzite says, just because I judge you, you never watched your work. My bad. Yep. Well, you should watch my work before you judge. Rob D says, cheers. Frosty the Bear says, sashimi fun. That's funny. Brett sends money and says for diapers. That's for the new baby. Thyra 33 says, here's a donation. Thanks. And Spud McKenzie says, for Rye being the first person to make me belly laugh against the fake North Carolina pedo weirdo on a Friday. Yeah. I get the haters coming in. They're like, why don't you just say it's the Jews? I don't say that because that's an oversimplistic and pretty much idiotic thing. Zionism is not the Jews. It is something, it's Jewish supremacists. And there's a very difference, huge difference between a Jewish supremacist and just someone that happens to be Jewish. All right. You're like, you can't, it's like you could zero in and be like, man, all these murders are done by men. I think like 90 something plus percent of murders are done by males, but 99.999% of men don't commit homicides. When you're looking at stats and saying, well, look at all this Jewish crime, you're like, yeah, and it's all done by less than a 100th of percent of all the Jews that exist, right? Almost all violent crime, white collar crime, et cetera, is done by a super duper minority within groups. So you can't then like hone in on that, ignore the other mass majority who aren't engaged in any of this and act like, oh, they just always act this way. That is just basic prejudice. We have Charles in St. Petersburg, if he's still there.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm pretty tired, actually. But
oh, sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah, the guy, the three callers or so ago, is obviously a troll, and probably from Israel.
Probably have schools. Like Zionists come in and want to be like, it's all the Jews. And I'm like, man, okay.
Yeah.
Like, as if anybody couldn't watch my work and see what Zionists are doing.
Most of the neocons
are Jewish, you know, right. Most of the communists are Jewish, but most of the Jews weren't neocons and most of the Jews weren't commies. Like, they don't.
I'm beginning to listen to people like Israel Shamir, the Israeli dissenter, Gilad Atzmon. Gilad Atzmon a few months ago was hinting at the ethnicity of Antifa. Yeah, he was talking about the 1930s and Zvilman, the Longie Zvilman. And some of the Jewish gangsters in New Jersey used to throw, according to him, excrement and piss on, just like Antifa does, on some of the German American Bund people that had there, you know, in New Jersey, and he said, isn't that interesting? You know,
he didn't. I actually have Gilad Osman is coming on the show next week. We're going to talk about, he did a response video to Alan Dershowitz. It's pretty good. I'm going to have him on the show. I got to get these two callers because it's my fault. I let everybody talk too long and I wasted time on Rabbi Rick's troll call. But we have Mir from Wisconsin.
Hi. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. Or is it Mir?
Yeah, whatever. It's an acronym, some initials.
Okay.
But I was going to call and bother you, but when I heard Rabbi Rick, that's what we call him. His name's Rick. He's from Florida, and he uses different names and different numbers, and he sounds real nice till you get him on air, and he starts getting rabid, and he's all about shaming and blaming as if he, you know, whatever. But so feel honored you got the troll. He's like a king troll. He goes all over the different networks and shows and stuff. But yesterday I
he's
called
loose.
And it just, huh?
He's a loser.
Like,
I'm going to control. We're talking about very serious things about children being kidnapped and raped. And that we're talking about, you know, starvation in Yemen, wars, etc. And he's like, I'm going to go in and push buttons just because they're hurt. I mean, it's a waste of my time and everyone else.
It's selfish.
This isn't like a comedy show or something. This is, you know, go call in and go mess with, you know, Michael Savage or Bill Maher or something.
This is the most important thing about the children, because so many go missing, and it's not just sex, believe me. You know, it's very brutal, and they do actual sacrifices and all this kind of stuff. But also you said Trafficante, and I just want to make sure people knew that wasn't Jim Trafficant.
No. We're talking about
I know, but you never know.
Florida mob boss.
Yep. Yeah.
Jim Trafficant was Chad, probably murdered. as well.
Oh, yeah.
They told him to talking about Zog.
Just jumped up and that little scraper just jumped up in front of his tractor, don't you know? Yeah, the guy that was there that day, his name was Andrew Thompson. He's from Mercer, Pennsylvania. He was the only one there. And
yeah, Gary Webb.
Huh?
I said they Gary Webbed him. Yeah, he got claimed.
Pretty much. You know, he didn't even want to have his name repeated, and it was only once in the press, so that's why I'm repeating it now. Because he was in the equipment business and was there to look at equipment. So while Jim's out in his tractor, comes back, and suddenly that scraper's in the way. You know, but he called it in. But Jim had just started, another party, and people were really interested in it. Well, not a party, actually, but a, political kind of uprising, and he's very popular for that because he's the only guy I ever heard about that went into Israel and rescued somebody, and then sat in jail for 7 years. So, pretty upstanding person there, fella. So,
we could talk about Mordecai Vanunu too, but not going to have time. I'm sorry, I got two more calls to get in.
Alrighty, thank you.
5 minutes there, but thank you for your time and your comments, Ryan in San Diego. Got to be quick.
Hey, Ryan, what's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Ryan?
We're pressed for time, but I'll try and get you and Robert.
Yeah, I'll try to be quick, man. Hey, appreciate your work, man, especially all the stuff you bring to light as far as Yemen and the Palestinians. Really good work, man. But
they really are voiceless people.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? But, hey, man.
Yemen
was
just bombed
about,
today. A lot of children murdered again, and it's just not on any of the three that are networks.
This just has to do a little bit with, the George Floyd stuff. Do you think the Chi-Coms had anything to do with the instability? Because, the main cop that put the knee on the neck, his wife was Chinese, I believe, too, right?
I thought she was Taiwanese, but I don't know. She was Asian. She left him over it, too. But no, I don't think this is a Chi-Com thing. I think this was just a Derek Chauvin thing that they personally knew each other because they worked at the same nightclub. George Floyd was a porn star. Derek Chauvin was a little come see, come saw, as The Rock would say. So there was some other personal business that we haven't been made aware of yet. It wasn't a racism thing. It was a Derek Chauvin, George Floyd thing. Plus, he had a lot of drugs in his system. But the media was just looking for some sort of race bait. They tried the Georgia thing, the Karen Birdwatcher thing. They were just putting it out there until they could trigger an LA riot, Ferguson, Baltimore style event. They've been waiting for this. So this is a shitlib thing, as we'd say, if I can say that.
Do you think it's hit its climax before the election cycle, or you think it'll die down afterwards or before?
It'll last as long as they need it to because they're manufacturing it. So they want to mail in. They want mail in votes because that's the only way Trump can lose. A lot of these loser millennials don't vote, but their parents can fill it in and mail it in for them. So that's what we're looking at. I got to let you go. I got to get the last caller in here. Robert from Tennessee.
How you doing today?
Not bad.
Can you
hear
me?
I hear you. You're on the air.
Listen. Yeah, I was when I heard about the towers that were hit, or supposedly, I was watching TV and there was a newscaster talking about building number 7 fell, and I'm looking, and that building was still standing. It came down 22 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Several different networks did that. Jane Stanley did that on BBC, and I believe Fox and CBS did the same thing. What happened was, actually, the very first report was at 10:45 in the morning. They said a 50-story building had fallen, so they really jumped the script by 7 hours or so. And that's when Flight 93 would have been arriving if that had been the target. It just happens to line up. That's circumstantial evidence. It's not proof or anything. But they said a 50-story building fell that morning. But there's so much smoke and everything in the area, they couldn't tell. They said, just the firemen reported that. Well, you can't just report like a giant building falling way before it happened. Then around 5:20 or so in the afternoon, they jump script again and said that the Salomon Brothers building had fallen, and it hadn't. But there were the excuse, I'll give devil's advocate here. The excuse was a lot of the firemen and everything, because the whole south side of the building was on fire. The corner of the foundation had already fallen way earlier in the day, and it was unsalvageable. And so a lot of firemen and stuff were like, that building's gone, which is just New York hyperbole. You see how Trump talks, everything's tremendous and huge and great. And what, and they say, like, the way they talk up there is like, that's done, that's gone, past tense, even though it's still presently burning. So media would pick that up and go, oh, they just said that building is gone. What they mean by the building's gone means it's going to be gone, and it's inevitable that it's going to fall. That's what they meant by it. And that you can ask the firemen themselves, say, yeah, I said that. All of us agree that that building was going to fall. So none of them were surprised. But it fell because they allowed, it may have had secondary explosives, but also they let it burn for 8 hours. And that's what buildings do when it had another building fall on top of it. And if you don't fight fires, they burn until they fall. That's what happens. And no, that was not the only building. People keep saying no building ever fell from fire. That is totally false. It happened before and after 9/11. That doesn't mean that's what happened, but you should never over-exaggerate your argument, you know? It means that it can happen. All right, that was it for the callers. We've got... I'm sorry, are you still on?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for your call. Thank you, everybody that called in. You guys really make the show. Phew, 9/11, Epstein, and a couple trolls. I'm really appreciative of Mike Rivero, and I want to close this out by saying that me and my family really could use your support over on our site. I'm going to try and get a link on the top of whatreallyhappened.com here shortly about how to donate and subscribe. You'll get a lot of great information, videos, podcasts, etc. Great guests. Like I said, Gellert Osmond's coming on. Gamar Rudolph is coming on. A lot of great guests are coming on just this week. The big show with Sean Atwood on Saturday with Brand New Tube. So if I can stay in journalism and if I can get your support, I'd appreciate it. I love doing this. I want to expose these neocons. We're just starting to get our wins. Weinstein's in jail. Ghislaine's in jail. We're going after them. We have a chance to pull on this thread and really unravel this massive pedophilia ring and beyond. There were body parts, not just prosthetic eyeballs and stuff. We want to get into the really dark stuff, the sacrifice children that happens in the UK and the US. We can get into that. We don't have time right now, but maybe if I'm here on Monday, we can kick it off with that. Depends how deep and dark you want to go. But I wanted to start off with some wins. I didn't get into something that happened in North Carolina. I'll try and squeeze in real quick. They said they passed reparations for slaves. It's not true. It wasn't North Carolina. It was just the city of Asheville. Asheville, by the way, never really had slaves. And the whole western half of North Carolina fought for the Union in the Civil War. The 18th Corps of North Carolina was actually the third largest division in the Union Army. They captured Wilmington, which was the largest city in North Carolina. The eastern part of Tennessee also remained in the Union, and West Virginia obviously became its own state. All these places had slaves, by the way, but they fought for the North because the non-coastal areas and those areas not on the Mississippi were not greatly affected by the giant export tax and tariffs. And so they wanted to stay as part of the United States. South Carolina, the largest port city in the South, and all the coastal regions were devastated by the tariffs. That's what the Civil War was about. It was not about slavery. I hear the music. See you Monday, maybe. Peace.